Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ask Rosebud Show. This is the Sunday edition. We're having technical difficulties right now, so my name is Brooklyn Sean, and I'm going to hold it down for a quick second until he gets it together. So I hope everybody's week was going well. I hope everybody was doing something productive with themselves. So what I would personally like is for everybody to press 1. When he gets on the line, press 1. If you got something on your mind, press 1 and, you know, kind of chime in. If he says something that's interesting or something that you could really relate to or something that you want to say something on, press 1. Don't just sit back and listen, because then it kind of makes it a show where he's just, you know, speaking what's on his mind. You want him to speak on stuff that's important to you. It makes a much, much better show. Makes a much, much better show. Hello? I hear somebody in the background. Okay.
Excuse me, that wasn't me. That was you. Okay, I'm on here now, Sean.
Okay.
all right, you guys. My phone was screwed up, but we ready to roll now. Hey, you know, last week. Hey, Sean, I appreciate that, man. That's why me and you going to be faded a long time, brother. Anyway, last week we was talking about understanding change and how it affects you and shit, and I didn't really get to get all the way through, the points I wanted to make, so I want to pick up where I left off, because it's really important to accept the change. You have to accept the change, all of it. Not some of it, you know, not what's convenient. Now, you can accept what's convenient, but then you're not going to get the full results. The part that you have to work at, you know, do hard work to do, is 9 out of 10 times the part that you need. Some of it you can do. Some of it you can't. So for those of you who have been, you know, following me all these goddamn years, you know, I ain't really verbal when it comes to sex. But the way things is going, you know, sometime we got to talk about that shit. I ain't going to really talk about sex. I'm just saying, I'm going to hit on a couple of things. See, people like us, we have to develop the head on our goddamn shoulders. And that in itself, just getting your mind together, you don't know what it will do for the head between your goddamn legs. If you think in the right things, because sex is a control thing. It's a woman allowing herself to be controlled by her emotions that you stir up. And you have to understand that that's what's going on when it comes to sex. So I don't want to get you to have the impression that I think pussy is not important, or that I think, you know, it should be important or should not be important. No, that's not where I'm coming from. Where I'm coming from is, if you understood the power of doggone confidence, you would really understand all of your power is in what you think. I'm telling you, if you think properly about what you're doing and about yourself, you're going to last longer. You're going to be more romantic. You're going to be much more adventurous because you are confident. And it's not about the sex anymore. Long as it's about the sex, you're going to be tripping. You're going to be performance compromised because it's about sex. Now, when you get your shit together and you know how to think about sex, you can put all your thoughts into it if that's the case. But until you learn how to think, you should, I ain't saying you shouldn't get no pussy. I'm saying you shouldn't be putting so much importance on it. Now, if that's what's important to you, so be it. I'm not going to, you know, say you should not have importance for pussy. I just want you to remember or understand, I don't go deep into that kind of conversation, you know, telling you what to do, how to hold her and all of those stuff. I got a buddy that do that stuff. He's good at that, Steve the Dean. Now, this show is more about manhood and how important a role confidence plays in your growth. This show, not that it's any better than any other show, it's just about learning how to control and master what it takes to display your mentality about your position in life, anytime and anywhere, including the bedroom. The statements that I make, they're not for black men. You know, the statements I make are meant for all men to take whatever they can from whatever statement I make, and if it's going to assist you in being a better man, let it help. You can't take some of what I say. That's just all it is to it. You got to have it all, or it's going to give you a portion of what you want. See, here's the mistakes that I see being made. Now, you know I'm out them streets, and you know I talk about a lot of stuff that maybe you don't particularly know about. So if I say something that may be over your head, most of you just let it be over your head. And you go on with what you're listening to as if you understood what went over your head. And then a lot of you will try to find a way to understand what I said. But none of you understand that's not going to help. What you're supposed to do is stop me right there by pressing one so I can get to your doggone question. Because if you can't understand it, and you sit and try to make sense of why you don't understand it, what you do is kind of unconsciously you blame it on me because you say, I don't care. Well, I say that a lot. Man, I don't give a damn. I say that a lot. But what motherfucker that don't care would be on time every Sunday doing shit he ain't got to do? I'm just saying, I'm going to tell you a well-kept secret that motherfuckers like me know. Every single woman on earth is a fraction away from being a goddamn hoe. See, a man like me knows that, which is why we don't care one iota what some woman did before she meets us. We don't care one iota what city we in when we meet somebody. We don't care if we ain't on the coast that we from. We not interested in what a woman did or what a woman do. We interested in what the fuck she will do. You know, you could be a lawyer or a doctor, and we could care less. Now, we ain't all stupid. We ain't finna take no lawyer off from being a lawyer or a doctor from being a doctor. We gonna figure out how to, if that's the case, charge them so they can keep doing what they're doing, and we go figure out a way to get some legitimacy out of that. If you come at an alpha motherfucker, we coming at you with full force. No intimidation accepted here. We coming at you with our tenets and rules intact because we practice what we believe in and we believe in what we preach. I keep saying this to you guys. And a lot of this stuff, I repeat, it ain't no big deal. I don't care that I repeat it. Because it needs to be said over and over and over and over and over until it's a natural thing coming from you. You know, I didn't say it before, and I'll say it again. Women love a man with a set of beliefs that she cannot make him change. You guys, a lot of you guys don't realize that the women you meet who all accept they have full potential to be hoes see you just as real hoes see you. Women are taught by the media and silly motherfuckers like y'all that don't know how to act around pussy. They taught to front they pussy as an asset. If it was legal, they would put their pussy on their tax returns as an asset and place a monetary value on it. Today's women have learned, and hoes already knew, that a hard dick does not have a conscience. That's why anytime a woman know you looking for pussy, you getting charged. Period. If you don't learn how to talk past some goddamn pussy, your ass is going to be getting charged. Because when you talk past it, they offer it up. Shit, don't no bitch want to be out with you and don't get fucked. 678, what's happening? Hold on, I missed you. Let me get you back. What's happening, 678?
Man, what's going on, bud? Yeah, it's been a minute, man, since I tuned in on you. But,
okay.
Yeah, but I did just see your little new video, YouTube video with Shantae.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm really digging that, man. I want y'all guys to keep doing that. Keep at it, man. Salute. But I do got a little situation. I just want to get your thought.
Come on, let's go.
So currently, I'm talking to this female I went to high school with. And she's still married, though. But we're talking and fucking and kicking it and everything. But she overweight. She a big bone girl. I'm just not. She do anything for me. But my whole thing is, what do you do when you got a female that's not necessarily eye candy, but she hold all the qualities of a woman you want to fuck with? But
I fucks with her.
Okay.
I don't know about you or what you think, man. But see, think of this, bro. You giving all this description of her. She sounds like she worth her weight in gold. Now, which motherfucking bitch would you want? The bitch that weighed 250 pounds? Or the bitch that weigh 120 if they was worth their weight in gold? Come on, man. Big bitches is cool bitches. They just big bitches. And all you got to do, because listen to this, bro. Let me tell you something, man. It's pimping. I caught me a bitch. She's a big old broad. And, you know, pimp, no, you got to fuck with who fuck with you. You can't be choosing what woman to fuck with. You know, whoever fucks with you is who you fuck with. This big old motherfucking bitch fuck with me. And I get in the car, and you know, I'm seeing she's a big broad, you know, and fuck it, I'm down. All right, baby says she want to get down, so now I got to go get her something to wear. Now, you know, I'm a pimp nigga, so I didn't size her up. I'm thinking she like a 18, maybe a 20. So, you know, 20 biggest motherfucker. So we went to Lane Bryant, and they didn't have the 20 when she got it was some pants or something. She couldn't even get her leg in them motherfuckers, man. So, all right, now we had to go to a specialty store. This fucking bitch wore a size 28 dress. Let me tell you something. She was a big old broad, but the second night out, you know, she was all sad and said, I seen this, so I pulled over. What's wrong with you? Well, I'm just not making no money, and I know I can't stay with you with no money. Well, you big old motherfucking bitch, why don't you go stand somewhere by your goddamn self and quit standing around all these motherfucking fine assholes? Don't you know how there's motherfuckers out there that like big bitches? Man, that, I don't know where she went, but she went where it wasn't no motherfucking little skinny bitches. Bitch start paying like a motherfucking little hoe, skinny hoe. Because there are motherfuckers that like big bitches that know how to be sexy. So what I'm saying, after she started making some money and feeling like, you know, she the shit, that bitch lost hella weight. I mean, she went down to like a 14 or a 16. I mean, that's big too, but that's hella smaller than she was. And you could do the same thing with your big girl. She ain't got to be selling no pussy. But she got to know how to be a big girl and be proud and fine. You know, she might be kind of subdued because she big. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you on that.
All right, brother, for sure. Sean, what's up, man?
I got a question for that brother who just got off the line. You can put him back on?
Yeah, he on. I never took him off.
Yo, brother man.
What's going on?
Hello?
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Let me ask you a question. You said that she was doing everything that you like, right?
For sure, yeah.
And you like her, right?
Yeah, I do. It's just, you know, I ain't the type of dude to really...
You sound like you're more concerned about what other people think than what really makes you happy.
Now, hold on, bro. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I did.
Do you think in any way it's possible to be true what he just said?
Kind of, but not really, though.
I believe it, man, because of what asked you, bro. He asked you, she's satisfying you, right? And
yes.
You said, yeah. He said, you like her, right? And you said, yeah. So what I'm saying is, how come you can't see being with that big old broad the way we, as far as that go? And if you can see being with her, why don't you be real with her and give her inspiration? And she can lose that weight, man. Big broads started getting fat, and then once they got a little fat, they just said, fuck it, because they knew they was getting fat, and they just got fatter. Because once they start getting fat, they thinking dudes ain't going to fuck with them. You know, and dudes don't fuck with them. So now they make themselves think, well, let me just look like I shouldn't be fucked with.
Correct.
By being fat.
Okay, you're right.
What I'm saying, bro, sounds like you got a woman you could have, and sounds like you got a woman that, you know, like you. So you should be fair and like her. Now, if there's things you don't like or need improvement, tell her.
Yes. Yeah,
correct.
Okay. That's what it mainly is.
Yeah, right, just tell her, man. Baby, look, me and you cool. I like a lot. I damn near everything about you, girl, but I care about your health. You're a big old motherfucker. You know that,
correct,
don't you? And she gonna laugh. You can't be hiding when you tell her this shit. You gotta let her know, baby. Shh, the lights be on, and I see your gut, all of it. Now, if you tripping, let's get rid of that shit. Let's work that shit up. You ain't got to work out with her, but what I'm saying is saying the shit like that is going to give her encouragement. And before you know it, if let's say you do see, damn, baby, look like she didn't lost a couple, even if she don't. Say, girl, you doing what I said? She going to say, yeah, well, goddamn it, I'm seeing, look like I see 1 or 2 pounds running off you. Whatever you say. Give her that little acknowledgement and keep pushing it, but keep it real. Baby will lose the weight.
Because that opens up another door for y'all to get closer, for her to be her best self. And you explain that to her from the door. You'll give yourself more value than anybody she ever dealt with if you could effectively do that. So stop running from it and find a way to get that exactly how you want it, because she's showing you that you're the one that she wants, and it sounds like she's the one that you want.
And that's real, bro.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Let me ask one more thing. All right, so the real reason I was fucking with her was because I had lost my license. You know, it got suspended because I had college DUI and everything. And she was the only female that I was fucking with at the time that would take me anywhere I needed to go, whether I need to handle some business or anything like that. She was always there because I didn't have no wheels. So that's one reason why I got close with her from the beginning. You know,
well, bro, anybody that can count on somebody, it ain't about how they look when you count. Man, I need a ride, you know, and baby look grossly worse than she do, and she say, okay, shit, you'll take that ride. But what happens is it got past the ride. You know, it wasn't you was needing her for the ride. Goddamn, this show is coming through, you know. Now you're looking at her a little different, and then she say something that's a little inviting, and you accept, and the next thing you know, you're knocking them boots. But the thing is,
yep,
that's all you're doing. And in the meantime, you catching some feelings. You can't run from your feelings. You like a big bitch. I had my wife was a big old motherfucker, man. Well, not a big old motherfucker, but she was fat. Now, I don't be tripping on that shit. I trip on the brow. The brow like me, I like her.
My question,
as long as it's like
that,
we going to be cool. And you should too, my brother. So let me continue on. I'm putting both of y'all back in. Hey, so the thing is, you have to reverse the way you think about your goddamn nuts. You got to, I'm not saying think like a woman, but I'm saying you better put some value on your dick. Because when you do that, broads put values on your dick. Just like when they insist that you put value on their pussy, dudes do. How do they insist? Well, you got to take me out to eat. You got to do this. You got to do that. You can't just come fuck me. They don't say that, but that's how they act, and we all know that. Why the fuck can't we act like that? Because that's exactly how I am. Yeah, I do want to hit that shit, but shit, you ain't finna do nothing but drain me, so wait till tomorrow. I'll say something like that. Because I ain't gonna be having no bras control me with her pussy. Because I don't play pussy games. The alpha motherfuckers I know are fully aware of how to make a woman fiend for his goddamn dick. That's why you got to understand you're supposed to tap that ass last. You're supposed to tap that ass after this broad done showed you this, that, and the other that you like. Sort of like 678 was saying, this big old broad done showed him that she's dependable as far as where he coming from. So that right there. Otherwise, hey, I need a ride. And baby say, nah, I got something to do. Shit, why should she get some dick? Well, I'm saying the motherfucker, you know what? God, I had to go do this at 2 o'clock. But you know what? I'll come over and get you, and I'll do that later. Now, that bitch, I'm not saying you're going to fuck her. I'm saying she worth having some dick because she doing something, not just minor. That's some major shit getting you around when you ain't got your license right. And it's time-consuming. So what I'm saying is we all know if we get the woman, everything she has come with her. She can't like you and leave her pussy somewhere. You know, when she see you, she can't like you and leave whatever she think is valuable somewhere else. When I get ready to hit that motherfucking ass, this woman has already been brain fucked to her satisfaction. She's already, you could tell, you know, when they get in, they're not stiff, but they're a little stiff till you get a laugh, then they kind of relax. But when they ride with me, I have them all the way like laying on the back of the seat because they're so comfortable and looking at me with me talking shit. And why it's like that is because they're used to some motherfucker chasing their goddamn pussy. And they used to a motherfucker talking about, yeah, all I want to do is fuck you, baby. Yeah, I want to see what's going on with you and see if you are worth fucking. I ain't about to fuck you until I see you gonna be something for me. And then they just like, they just get in pocket. She showed me that shit by she stayed with me in pocket until I let her know I'm ready to hit that goddamn thing. And that's what y'all need to do. That catches women. I want you all to have as many women as you can so that you can see what women think, not what one woman think. When you have a gang of women, you know, women excite you, don't get me wrong, but they don't excite you like they once did. You don't lose control of your thoughts. You know, once you have a lot of women, you realize that you know how to deal with women. You have hundreds and hundreds of women. And then when you do decide that you like one special, you'll be able to distinguish what you like about her. And you'll be able to tell yourself, man, I remember being with this bitch, some other bitch like this, blah, blah. You would be comparing her with all them bras that you'd been messing with. And you would be able to see her value. That's what it's about. You can't have a string of women if all you think about is pussy. Most of you will never have more than one broad at a time because you're too hungry. And this lady, this potential hoe, is going to make sure you kept full. That's why you guys don't get no bras, because once you do, she know all she got to do is lay that pussy on you, and she do. And then you be pussy whooped. This woman knows that she going to need some shit. And as long as she keep you full of her goddamn pussy, you going to do anything for her. Part of being a man, part of being the kind of man we trying to be, is getting more from a woman than her damn pussy. Men like me have controlled our thoughts about sex to make it come last. Because we know if we get the woman, she can't leave her pussy or her purse somewhere she think is safe where I can't get it. When it comes to pussy, I don't tolerate no woman playing no fucking pussy games with me, which I'll venture to say all of you have experienced. Bitch call you on Tuesday and tell you can get the pussy on Monday, and for the entire week you waiting for Monday to come kissing her goddamn ass so you can get the pussy. The bitch know what she doing. She know Monday is yesterday, so you can't do it now. You got to wait 6 more days, 7 more days before you get a Monday. And what's she doing? Using you until Monday. Then she give it to you, and you think you didn't, oh, my goodness. See, that's what we going to end. Obviously, you guys don't fully understand that I have adapted the mentality, not the philosophy, but the mentality of a person we all know is at the top of the food chain when it comes to women. I've adapted it in such a way that a regular Joe, all the regular Joes of the world can benefit from it. In my course is the essence of what makes a man of my past so irresistible to women. And I broke it down in layman terms so you can fully utilize it to your benefit. And I did this because I'm a regular Joe now. I just got a lot of experience with women, and I'm offering you the same chances to see this in your life without having to go out in the streets and risk death. Now, I can't do any more than that. This ain't about pimping. This is about being an alpha man in this climate of betas, charlies, and deltas. the confidence that my course helped you find, helped you to build, is real. And many of my alumni have been on my shows to verify what they've gotten from the course. 347, what's up?
Hey, Bud, what's happening, man? That was some real talk, as you just said, about the bitch staying on Monday to chill for a whole week, man. How would you handle that, man? And when you got to, if you talk to a bitch, say Sunday, and you got to meet up the whole week, you got something to do, she got something to do. How many times would you get at the bitch? Would you keep it up? Would you ignore it the day before?
Bro, you know what I would do? She say Tuesday, well, yeah, bud, you know, I'm going to come over Monday, and, you know, we can do our thing. I say, bitch, I wish I would let you play pussy games with me. Period. And she would say, what you talking about? I wish I would. If I can't hit the pussy now, then I don't want it. You can talk about the pussy now, but I can't hit it? You crazy if you think I'm going to listen to that. And baby going to just break down. She ain't going to cry, but she breaking down. She going to say, all right. Because she knows she playing pussy games. What motherfucker going to call you on Tuesday, tell you about she going to let you hit it Monday? That's a plot. And women do that. You talking to them on Monday, and they say, well, wait till the weekend. Nigga going to wait. That's playing pussy games. Period.
Right.
No, I ain't waiting on shit. Do what?
I was going to say, if it wasn't just for pussy, say if it was like a date or something, y'all supposed to meet up. How about that?
Well, in that case, you can meet up. But what I'm saying is, I'm not calling her during the week. I might call her.
There you go.
I might call her maybe 4 days from now and say, we still rolling this weekend, huh? And she say, yeah, all right, I'll see you then. Something like that. Now, she ain't playing pussy games with you. Pussy games is when they have that pussy involved in whatever is going on, but it ain't right now. No, bitch, I ain't letting you play pussy games with me. They have you, you know, have, like they put, got their nose, got their finger all deep in your nose and just pulling your nose around. You're going to go wherever they pull it. That's how it is, bro. So you don't have to be mean about the shit. You know, I sound all mean and stuff. You don't have to be mean. You just got to tell them, baby. You could even be kind of humorous. Goddamn, girl, sound like you're trying to play some pussy games with me. You know, whatever, however you do it, you don't have to do it the way I'm saying it. You just have to do it. Let them know, man. And all you guys, try it. Just try it. Let that bitch know you ain't hardly tripping on the pussy. Not as much as I'm tripping on me. That's all you got to say to them. And them motherfuckers will straighten up. That's how I go.
Sure.
All right, I'll put you back. Wait a minute. It sounded like you got something else. Hold on. What'd you say?
Not so good looking, for sure.
All right, bro, for sure. See, like I say, this ain't about pimping, man. It's about getting real confidence. And the most common thing that all of you going to see, once you start dealing with that course, is that they're the ones that's being approached. Once you start displaying that confidence, women are going to speak to you, and you are going to be the flower that the butterfly lands on, because that's what happens. They are attracted to what you represent, what you expound out your personality. And every one of them admit it's just the confidence that they've learned to display. And they use that confidence to attract women. None of them had the courage, nor did they have the doggone knowledge to do what they're doing now. They always, just like you, you know, unsure of this or that. And it's not a bad thing to realize you're unsure. It's a bad thing to stay unsure. And hell yeah, you need to know how to handle a woman in the bedroom. But what the hell are you going to do with her after you fuck the bitch? Where does your sexual prowess take you after you done busting that thing out. See, I know where the skills I teach are taking any woman you just had sex with. And you certainly won't be dependent on how well you fuck her to know where you going with that bitch. And no, she won't be going hoeing. I have so much more for a woman to do for me now. I got all kinds of shit. I'm no longer a pimp, but I'm absolutely a fucking man. And I have absolutely zero desire to rekindle that flame of pimping. But does that mean I'm supposed to forget how much game I got? Or am I supposed to overlook how I affect the women who come in contact with me? Since I embrace my chains being a big old square, since I had to learn how to adapt these thoughts to a square, and I got so much more to tell a woman about life now. I'm an accomplished author. I done wrote 20 books, 21 books. I done financed a couple of documentaries. I done invented 3 children games that teach them about putting numbers together in history. The shit I tell a woman after I fuck her will turn her on to me in ways that no dick could ever do. Because I'm already in her head. Because I have the confidence to do it and the knowledge to stay there. I'll bust out and have her buying my next 1,000 books. Or I'll have her getting graphics for my next project. Or whatever I need. I don't believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. I got that out the streets. That kind of thinking weakens any real man by allowing a fantasy about a woman to control him. I talk about what you can get from a woman. I talk about what you can get from her by showing her you are a serious alpha man with serious shit on your mind that needs tending to. Shit, in my opinion, that's all the motherfucking bitch could do for me. Make me calm. Then she ain't worth fucking with. That's just how I feel. That's me. I really want all you guys to think this way. And you will, or you will be able to if you get this course. If you don't, then you're going to find it difficult. But you still could do it. I'm certain women want to give you the world. You just should know how to get at them about having the world. You don't have to want what I want, but your damn show should want something from any woman that you messing with. And don't be mad at me because I got skills that I can rely on that none of you have. Don't be upset that I want more from a woman than some fucking pussy. And I'm surely not saying you shouldn't want to tap that ass, because tapping that ass is a must. Everything you think of concerning change in your life is possible. And the only way you won't get it is if you don't get up and do it. Your confidence is really waiting on you, waiting on your next move. Just as the next woman in your life is waiting on that same move. Get your shit together and your mind together. Let the change take place so you can become that man you know you are. You can stop failing in the game of dating. And you can start getting what you want from women. All you have to do is accept that all of this is possible. You all accept that if it's at all possible, any woman you fucking with will charge you in some way. I just want you to start thinking that you want something from her besides her pussy. You certainly accept that she wants something from you besides your dick. The only thing she did or gonna do is give you some pussy. And she really believes she can ask you for whatever she needs because of that. We gotta change that, fellas. We gotta change it. Now, why can't you do the same? Shit, you gave her your dick and made her come. Why can't you want something? I've always believed in the saying, fair exchange is in no way a robbery. If her sex organs is worth gifts, so is mine. And it's just important, I believe, it's just important for you to think this. It's important for you to know how to think this. It's much more important than anything to learn how to maintain this thought, or these thoughts, or this system of thinking. All right, so this is going to be a short show. I'm going to leave you with this thought. This is some thought-provoking questions. And if anybody want to address them, you can definitely press 1, and we can kick it. Are you doing what you want to do in your life at this point? Well, if you are, great. And if you aren't, have you made any adjustments so that you can soon see some progress? Or did you wake up this morning accepting yesterday's defeat? Are you taking yesterday's defeat with you today? And even carrying that defeat into tomorrow? Did you seek success in any venture that you have been on in the past few months? You did great. That's good. That venture you saw success on, did it bring you closer to your ultimate goal? Even if it didn't, success is success, isn't it? You probably use that success, or you need to use that success as a stepping stone to get to the next phase of your plan, right? Now, one last question. Can you see now what your goals for your future will do for you? See, now, those are some questions you should ask yourself on a regular basis. And what's more important are your answers. You can lie to me, but you can't lie to yourself. And if you do, will you believe that lie? The truth is the light. Can you see? That's what you got to be thinking about. All right, I don't see nobody with no questions. This was there. Oh, 347 came back on with a question. What's up, man?
I do have a question, kind of unrelated to what you just said. Catch you getting off. Back in the day, man, you know, the whole chicken shit, man, when I first heard you say that shit worked like a charm with the bitches. What I noticed also was I started getting a lot more respect from dudes as well. Not on no gay shit, but all the stupid niggas listening, but you know.
Hey, but you're going to get respect when people see you representing, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes a winner. And when you show that you're a winner without even playing the game, because they don't really realize the game is life, the game is living, the game is representing. So the dudes out there faking, they be playing the game. We are the game. We live the way we live. We think the way we think. We ain't forcing ourselves to think this way. Well, we did at one time, but we're not now. We are naturally thinkers. We're naturally movers and shakers. We're naturally have an aura about us that people notice. And when you leave a place and come back days later, a lot of people just completely remember you. And that's just because, you know, who you've become, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but do you? I had this thing where it almost felt like I had to treat niggas like bitches to a certain degree. Do you agree with that? Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't agree with treating dudes like bitches, but I understand why you might say that.
Okay.
Because dudes do foul shit. Shit that, you know, they ain't supposed to be doing. If a bitch did it, you a slapper. You know, dudes do that shit. I hear dudes calling each other bitches. I mean, crazy shit, man. What dude would accept dudes calling him a bitch? I mean, dudes accept that shit nowadays, man. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just saying, when I hear that kind of shit, it just trips me out. But this is because dudes have completely abandoned being men. They would rather be totally emotional so that soon as something pissed them off, whoever it was, getting killed. And that's just all it is to it. That's because they think like women, and they're very emotional, and they let things hurt their feelings instead of letting whatever said challenge them to whatever is being assumed. No, they'd get mad. They wouldn't, oh, fuck this nigga, I'm going to kill this nigga. Go out, sit in the car, hide in the gutter, and just wait for you to walk by and shoot you. Man, that's crazy, man. So, no, I don't think you should even think in those terms as that, you know, fucking with dudes. You should think in terms of where you coming from as far as the situation and saying it man to man, whatever the situation is. Look, brother, I know your nuts as long as mine, so I ain't trying to tell you nothing, man, but what I'm really trying to do is avoid some bullshit. You think we could do that? You know, they'll accept that shit, man, because when you bring it right, and they really, because don't nobody want to get killed. So whoever's showing out, talking shit, fronting anyway. And all you got to do is act like you bumping heads with him and y'all going to get it on. But if you act like I'm saying, you ain't finna have no fights. You ain't finna do nothing but be respected. Look, man, we everybody in here having fun. Then we start scuffling, we going to fuck the joint up. Now, goddamn, we ain't trying to do that. It ain't that serious. When you really, you know, open your mind to think about defusing shit, you'll be in a better place, man. That's just all it is to it. Hold on, you stay on 254. What's up?
Well, I want to add something to what the gentleman you were just talking to. You know, I was telling somebody that I'm making my position to remain a man and remain real and remain honest so that when fake people see me, they will get a good understanding of what it means to be a man or what it means to be honest. So in an effort of treating a man like a bitch, I would never treat him like a bitch. I would remain a man and treat him like a man, because even if he's acting like a bitch, he'll get a good understanding of what a man is and not what an angry person is as a result of him acting like a bitch.
Exactly. See, something I didn't even cover that you just covered. See, another thing, when you stand up like that motherfucker you fucking with, and whatever dudes watching are getting a lesson in how to be a man, and they are seeing the results. Otherwise, some shit that could have been fucked up, you're going to be a hero because you didn't kill it. Everybody's still here having fun, and you acting like a man with a plan. Otherwise, come on, bro, let me buy you a drink, man, and let's kick it about whatever, and, you know, maybe we can solve this. That's how pimps do it. Man, I met his bro, and he see me. I'm out and I'm walking up on her, and he see me. He gonna whoop at you, and he gonna say, "Bud, what's up? I'm pimping, man. That this motherfucking bitch, woo woo." He gonna say, "Yeah, man, but that hoe spoken for, man. That motherfucking hoe getting my money. Come on, man, let's ride, woo woo. Man, get in the car." And then the nigga gonna say, "Man, I know you busy, man, but you gotta respect this game, man. You can't get in the nigga's way." As a man, he coming at me like a man. So what are you, pimp? You know, that motherfucker motherfucker coming at me like a man, and I got to be a man. Well, oh, man, I really ain't trying to stop nobody's money, man. But, you know, a nigga going to be at every bitch. But I did see the bitch was, you know, kind of walking away from me and shit. Yeah, nigga, she walking away because she in pocket. I told you, she my bitch. And then we slap palms because we respect game. Now we got a,
right.
We got two new friends. We both were going to be friends because when I see him again, I'm buying him a drink or he going to buy me a drink. And we met on the track over a bitch. That's how it go. That's just how it go, man. And I love that about us, man, because we are serious. And you can't do what you think you want to do if you ain't got no limits. If everything is unlimited, you ain't really doing shit. You got to stay in the boundaries of what game it is you down with. If it's basketball, you can't travel. Period. I don't care what you think. No matter what shot you want to do, you can't travel. That's part of the game. And what we do, part of the game, is being a man when somebody says something concerning your bitch. You can't be getting mad at this motherfucker be saying, but whatever you say, you might say, man, that bitch lazy, man, woo, woo, woo. Well, nigga, let me tell you something. Because lazy is what lazy does, and the bitch paid me, so then maybe I need some more lazy bitches. So my thing is to have something to say without getting mad so this nigga can leave me alone, because I ain't trying to hear it, period, you know. And that my life in the game, it was mostly like that. You know, I had a couple of problems, because niggas gonna have some problems, but I didn't really have that manhood type problem. You know, I had some sucker shit type problems. But, you know, being a man and dealing with another man and he punk out and want to do something, I ain't had them kind of problems because I shake them niggas real easy about shooting some game like I just told you at them, and they be cool. All right, look. Actually, this was some good conversation. I just hate it takes so long for you guys to press one. But I ain't going to complain about it. You know, I just wanted to finish this about change because I didn't really get through it enough last week. And I'm glad I did because I covered some shit that was really important. Hey, get with me and Shantae this Thursday, Hollywood's Finest. We got some really new shit. And I got a DOAD coming. I suppose it came yesterday, but I got a new episode coming, so y'all going to be looking forward to it. Other than that, man, be cool. I'm gone.